There's so many scholarships out there that could be considered a surprise if you get it, but you have to be educated enough to like do the research to recognize that they even exist. And then that can be a nice little surprise, you know, for your college bank account.
Totally. We love financial surprises.
On the up, on the up, not the negative one.
Welcome to Girls Gone Gritty.
I'm Farley Boyle.
I'm Darian Boyle.
And I'm Jennifer Brenius.
Collectively, we're two sister-in-laws with our bestie.
We don't just talk, we do it. Day, night, mountain, beach, and city.
Get ready as we bring gratitude and attitude to everything we do.
We jump in head first, unafraid, and we're all in all the time.
We bring it on and get it on each week, diving deep into authentic, unscripted conversations
on just about everything. So,
let's get gritty. Bring it on. Bring it on. Don't wait until tomorrow.
Welcome to our episode of Girls Gone Gritty. We're excited to bring you here from Mountain Beach and City, coming to you live via Zoom. Happy, happy day. How are we doing, Far D?
Doing great. I mean, it's snowing here in Vermont, which is beautiful, about 6 inches. And I heard you guys have a snow day today.
We definitely had a snow day.
Yeah, snow days in Vermont are, we get them. And snow is always a surprise. Like, you guys had a surprise snow day.
Look, and I think, a little. See?
Oh, look at that. And us, we had a surprise 6 inches last night. And it made me think of, you know what? The element of surprise. Let me tell you a funny story that happened last week. All of a sudden I'm working and, you know, you're running 1,000 miles an hour. And all of a sudden I get this text. Hi, are you skiing? I need to see you. It's been 30 years. I'm like, I mean, that could be anyone at any time. And could it be about any part of my life, you know, whether it was skiing or raging or whatever. It made me think of how much do we look forward to, like, the element of surprise? Like, you know what I mean? Surprise isn't something that happens all the time. Like a good surprise.
Good surprise. I love good surprises. I mean, you're right. I mean, how many good surprises are there? And there's like less and less. I mean, I think about like how many times people have tried to surprise me with like a party, you know, when you hit those milestone moments. And it's like, or your baby shower or your wedding shower, it's like a Herculean effort to get everybody organized in one space without somebody letting the cat out of the bag. So, like, you know, you're right. Like, good surprises are hard to come by.
And Far, how about you with surprises? Like a good one.
I mean, I just like the thought and effort that goes into it. So even a lot of times a thoughtful gesture, you know, with the surprise incorporated in it goes south. And I would still pretend that I didn't know, because I just appreciate the fact that somebody thought enough to try to put something together on my behalf.
Right. But so
it's hard because a lot of times there's so many different people involved, and unfortunately it kind of gets blown more times than not.
Right. So,
but a true surprise is there's nothing better.
Well, I was laughing because throughout the day, I'm like, well, we have to shoot a podcast. And then we had our surprise of, whoa, surprise, stuff didn't work. but that was negative. But we're moving positive. So kept looking. I'm like, he's like, I'm at Castle Rock Pub. Can't wait to surprise you.
But you didn't know it was a he. But you didn't know it was a he, right? You didn't have any idea who this was.
No idea. Boy, girl. And Farley's texting me like, it could be this person. It could be that person from back in the day when we were
reading. I was laughing. I was like, the fact that they were trying to stay ambiguous, or like, you know, kind of like the surprise factor, made me think, this is a road that was once traveled, I think, maybe.
Right. So the normal person would say, hey, who is this? And there's no way I'm going. But that didn't even like cross my mind. So
it was creative, and it was kind of like the way, you know, that it was put out there. It was like fun for us to start trying to figure out who it could be.
Yeah.
Well, and you get those like tingly, like fun, like emotions of like anticipation. It's like Christmas, right?
Especially when he,
it's like when you're little, like that emotion comes back where you're like, ooh, what could it be? It's like an unwrapped gift. Like, right. You're like, ooh, I can't wait to take out the paper and like undo the ribbon and all that good stuff. And going to meet somebody that like randomly reached
30 years ago. That was the only
clue. That's insane.
30 years ago.
Skiing, we skied together from 30 years ago.
Yeah, and not even skiing. So then, you know, all right, well, I'm going to actually follow through with this. How many people actually follow through with the amount of effort he put in? Like, I'm here, I'm waiting till four, there's a snowstorm coming. So, you know, walking down, got my camera, I'm like, your mind is just racing, like, who is this? And then walk right in, and here's Michelle Forget, who I used to race with on the Mogul Tour. Darian, bonjour. And I'm like, oh my God, you're the last person in the world that I ever thought it was. And it was a trip down memory lane. And it just was the whole start to finish of him, like, being so cute. Like, let me take the time to give you a surprise. And then him following through and myself following through. It's, you know, we sat there for like an hour because literally there was a giant snowstorm coming. And we went down memory lane, and it was just like a magical moment. And there were some people around us at the bar that just sat there, and they go, you know what? I don't think people ever do this anymore. People don't appreciate the element of surprise.
Hence the reason that we are doing this podcast right now. That inspired the surprise podcast.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And maybe we will, you know, not only intrigue people, but motivate people to put a little more surprise factor in their day with friends or family or loved ones or whatever, you know, because it is fun.
What do you guys think about the, we'll change gears a little bit, but like, I think about the to me, one of the best surprises that I ever got, actually four times, was my kids. And it was only the really, for me, the ever like true surprise of like sex of baby. And now, like, everybody that I listen to, it's like, I've been to the baby reveals, the gender reveals, like all of that, like stuff. Like, did you guys find out what sex the baby was when you were having it? Like, is that like, you know, where we are today, where like people don't want surprises? Is that why this kind of stuff isn't happening?
I mean, some people really like to plan. I mean, I had the old necklace above the belly swirling around one way and swirling around the other way. I did all the fun, you know, hocus pocus things, but definitely, I think some people are just too in the know. We live in a society where it's like too information based. And if somebody can like have their, you know, I guess their baby room, what is the word for a baby room? I'm so
nursery.
I'm in menopause, and we're talking about you know, your nursery. I guess some people really want to amp up their nursery and have it be all pink or all blue. And so, you know, from a logistical standpoint, if you really want to control everything, then you figure it out. But I love that surprise. You get what you get.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You didn't find out for any of yours, Farley, and your first baby was born 2 years after mine. So 2000. No. Oh my God. Why can't I do the math? 2001.
You had, cause you're in menopause too.
You went with Matt. 2001.
Yeah. Mackenzie's 2001, Chase's 2003. And by 2005 with Abby, the tech was like looking at the video, and we were all there for the nuchal translucency. And the tech was like, oh, wow, you know, this baby's going to be really endowed. And so we took that as, oh my gosh, we're having a boy. And I said, wait, what? And they went back over that little area and said, this is like the genitalia forming. And little did they, you know, let us know that when the genitalia forms, it looks the same, no matter if it's a boy or a girl. So it just is a big lump. And they just assumed that it was a boy. So we thought it was a boy. We were so excited, boy, boy, boy. And then everybody came to see like the 4 month, whatever, like the next sonogram was, I think we had Mackenzie and Chase with us. And we're like, oh, you get to see your baby brother. And the tech was like, why do you think you're having a boy? And I said, well, because they said that he was well endowed, and Pat was there with me, and they're like, oh, sorry about that. You're having a girl. Pat turned around and he was like, all right, I got to go to work. And then Mackenzie, I think, started crying. I wanted a baby brother. And that's the only time I did find out that I was having my third girl.
Oh my God. That's so
surprise.
Funny. All right, wait. So Darian, so my first baby was in 1999. And then my fourth, oh, look at the thumbs up. Did that come up on your thing? I don't understand what does that. My last was in 2009. So I never found out for any of them. And my situation was a little bit different. Jack, my oldest, was breech. So I really wanted to make sure I didn't find out what sex it was, because we were having ultrasounds all the time to try and turn the baby at the end, and it didn't work. I was diving in the bottom of the pool to help flip the baby. I would sleep with the light in between my legs to get the baby to flip on its own. Well, Jack never flipped, so I had to have a C-section. And then after that, the way my brain works is like, I didn't want to find out the sex of the baby next, because I knew that if I wasn't having a girl, I would be sad. I would be sad that, like, boy, you know, everybody wants a boy and then everybody wants a girl. And I was like, if I find out I'm having a boy, there's going to be a moment of sadness. And I don't want to bring sadness into, like, the first moments of this baby's, like, you know, uterine, the fetal life. So I never found out. And then with Kyle, I never found out. And then Nate, he was a, wait, what? I'm pregnant? Wait.
Surprise.
How did this happen? Surprise. And everybody was like, oh, it's your girl. It's your girl. It's your girl. It wasn't my girl. Four boys later, but loved never knowing, and always loved, like, the surprise of the baby being one or the other sex. I mean, it's 50-50 shot. You're going to have one. Right. And all you hope for is, like, obviously a healthy baby. But Darian, like, for you.
Sarah has all the technology behind her.
Seriously.
Yes. So Dee Dee was born in 2014, and it was the best surprise that God ever gave us. I mean, to be able to have a beautiful, healthy baby girl. And when she came out, I remember Jeff ran out to go get my mom and was like, Florence, come in here. And she was like, what is it? What is it? Like, she had so much excitement. I mean, she has 14, this will be 14 grandkids later, and Mackenzie being the first. And she was just so excited, boy or girl, but it was like her face. And she just walked in and handed it to her. And I'm like, this is Darian. You know, her name is Florence Darian, and I'm Darian Mary. So it's kind of like the third generation of D's. And her face, she was so excited. She would have been excited with a boy or a girl. And so was I. I mean, it's little D, it's Dee Dee, and she's just like me. So it was something really I never wanted.
The best surprise I've ever had in life, you know, our children.
Our kids. And, you know, and like people nowadays are like, they'll go do IVF and go, well, I want a boy. And they like make a boy, or I make a girl. Nothing wrong with it. It's just, I think surprise is amazing. And it is.
I like the idea of somebody putting, you know, like a bandana over my eyes and taking me somewhere and leading me and, you know, not knowing where I'm going. I mean, I've never had that. I think like the only other like massive surprise was when Pat proposed, and I didn't know that he was going to, and he was teaching me how to like fly fish, and we were flying the next day, we were in the Bahamas, and it was windy, so he was like showing me how like I had to actually drop my line in wind, and I couldn't focus on that because I saw like a big red starfish, and I saw like just treasures in the ocean, and the water was so clear. I was like, oh my God, look at this. And then I was like, oh my God, look at this. And he was like, oh, you got to come see this. And he had this beautiful like white clamshell that was closed. And when he opened it, it was all yellow inside. Both shells were like, and I was looking at the yellow, and right in the middle was my ring.
I love
that. I knew that story.
I know. I mean, who knew?
Surprise for me. Yeah.
I was like flabbergasted that. And then I was worried that I was going to drop it because we're in the water, and it was, you know, I mean, but that was honestly another one of like my biggest surprises ever.
Yeah.
And I said, yes.
Oh, that's okay. Best.
That's like when Zeus, we had Bubba. Jeff had, my husband had told my mom, and my mom and the family, everyone knew. And all of a sudden we're walking out. He's like, let's go for a walk on the beach. And I'm like, all right, we have the dogs. And then all of a sudden, in front of my Aunt Mary's house, and Aunt Mary's house, there's a big window that overlooks the ocean. So you look out and you could see the beach. Like, kind of looked around. I'm like, oh, and gets on his knee. And here's our dog that has the ring, everything on his neck, and he proposes. And I'm like, that was definitely a very big surprise. And then I looked up at Aunt Mary's and everyone was freaking out. So everybody knew except for me.
Yeah, I saw a video from afar.
Yeah.
Which was exciting.
That's so great. That's so great. Well, my husband has been trying to do surprises his whole time, his whole life. But his proposal was, I guess, a surprise of the day, but it wasn't really like a big story. It was more of a Thanksgiving meal with everybody at my house, and kind of came up behind me and just like had the ring and was like, you know, will you marry me? Like not like a big whole big thing, but it was adorable. But he's been working
at do it in front of everybody. He wanted to like do it in front of your family, which is like
he did,
which is fun. And that's like right. You go from babies. Well, you go from getting engaged to babies to the surprise of what college did you get into, or the surprise of can I take your child's hand in marriage, or just the surprise of, hey, I'm going to surprise my friend. I'm going to show up. I'm going to get on a flight and I'm going to go show up and see a friend.
Oh, I did that. I did that for Amanda Hightine's birthday. She had no idea. I was like in the bowels of taking care of my parents for quite a while. And decided just to pop across the state and show up for her. And she was flabbergasted. So that was a great surprise.
What do you think? What do you think are the other surprises out there that people could go, you know what? I want to do a surprise challenge. I'm going to do a really positive surprise to someone. Like, I don't know whether you just go.
I surprised my 100-year-old grandmother on her 100th birthday with my girls. And she never expected that. We knocked on the door. She answered the door and she almost actually like fainted, or maybe almost had a heart attack. So she was in Salt Lake City, Utah. So it was like the greatest, greatest surprise, but like surprising people, you know, like people, loved ones, your like elderly loved ones. Like when time is not as, you know, guaranteed as it once was, I think that is a great challenge of some sort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the surprise of the weather. One day you go out and you're like, oh, there's giant surf. Had no idea. It's a powder day. Those are fun surprises. But
that we're not in control of. But I like those. I like surprises that we're not in control of, too.
Exactly.
And I also think it's one of those situations where, like, now I'm trying to not be surprised by certain things in my kids' lives. Like, I don't want any surprises when you go out. Just have everything go seamless from A to B. Let's keep it nice and even. I think that just even doing something that, you know, is selfless, that, you know, that, you know, holding the door for someone, like that reaction a lot of times, like just being really kind to somebody and like helping somebody, you know, surprises a lot of people, you know, that doing it for strangers, doing it for people that
actually sad that that's considered a surprise.
It is. You know? People are shocked when you're nice, like, you know, so I think that's a, you know, an unfortunate surprise. And I think that, you know, that goes a long way, that like, you know, that pay it forward mentality goes a long way.
What about the surprise of a new car? Did anybody ever get that big red bow? I got that big red bow. That was exciting. And I had to buy my first car and had a really ugly first car, but it was new to me. But my parents definitely surprised me when I graduated from college with, you know, a car.
That would be great. Awesome.
Yeah, no, that didn't happen for me.
I just had that pop into my head because I was like, that was a big surprise. Pat did the same thing. So I have, you know what, now that I'm like really exploring my brain on some surprises, I've had some really magnificent surprises. It's really time to pay it forward in a big way. Although I've surprised my kids with cars. We did that. But you have to earn your car. So if you get a scholarship to play a sport in college, you get a car. That's why my parents got me a car, because they didn't have to pay for me to go to school. So, mm-hmm. You know, surprise to them, surprise to me.
Yay, you went out.
Pay forward.
Well, and this may be a surprise to you as a Floridian. And I found out this yesterday. This is a surprise for some people in Florida that, if you are a grandparent in Florida and you are at a, your grandchild, even if they're not a state resident in Florida, there are some schools that are giving you in-state tuition. Surprise.
Surprise. Wow. Who pays for that though?
Huh?
Oh.
Well, the premise, and I was just reading, somebody told me about this and I didn't really believe them because I was like, I can't believe I haven't heard that. It's a very like obscure little section and there's not a ton of them. It's not like every person in Florida who has a parent, grandparent in Florida gets in-state tuition. You have to be like a very high performer, but the mentality of it makes a lot of sense because at the end of the day, those people are still paying taxes. So why not give a little bit of a benefit to somebody who we really want to come to one of our schools? So obviously you have to be one of the people who, you know, does really well on SAT, like SATs, there's all the standardized scores. But I mean, that's a great surprise for people.
To be educated to like figure out that surprise.
Yeah, that's huge. You know,
like grants in general. Like there's so many scholarships out there that could be considered a surprise if you get it, but you have to be educated enough to like do the research to recognize that they even exist.
Yeah.
And then that can be a nice little surprise, you know, for your college bank account.
Totally.
We love financial surprises.
On the up, not the negative ones.
On the up, exactly.
You mean like the one right now where Mackenzie's tire has a nail in it and then her car didn't start the next day? I'm waiting for that surprise phone call to figure out what's going on. I'm hoping it's a battery.
Nope, that was Lily the day she was leaving for school. My niece was on her way to Jacksonville, goes to get in her car, doesn't start. My brother, he was surfing. So on a good note, he didn't come and jump the car and send her on her way. So we call Sam, we call my cousin and say, hey, can you bring it to the shop and look at it? And all of a sudden they go under. She needed new tires. She had no brakes, needed a new battery. So surprise, like here's the big deal. But thank goodness
God.
It was like the battery died because it was like you're about to go drive to Florida and you don't know. So
that was a good surprise. That was a blessing in disguise.
It was a blessing in disguise.
I think that might even be divine intervention. I think I would like to say there was a little bit of divine intervention on that.
That was my dad for sure up there, like Lily, my baby girl, which I believe in divine intervention is there.
Totally.
It's there.
I agree.
Well, and maybe that's a little bit of what a really good surprise is too. A little bit of divine intervention that comes into us and inspires us to you know, act.
My father-in-law, that was a surprise on the day of his passing, on the anniversary of his passing. It was the first day that my mom was supposed to start chemo after her diagnosis. Somebody had told me about a grant that was available through the Leukemia Lymphoma Foundation. And that, you know, we should apply for it. Luckily, this person just said, you're cooking, you're making food for the family. I had him on speakerphone. Let me just go through the application process. It could take a couple of weeks before you find out the answer. So the next morning we go to chemo. That's the anniversary of Darian's father, my father-in-law. And I show up and I'm like, I'm going to go take care of billing so that my mom doesn't get stressed about how much chemo costs, especially the first 5 sessions. So I walked in to take care of the first 5 sessions and they said, oh, there's no bill today. And I said, well, what do you mean? And they're like, well, she's a recipient of the grant, of the lymphoma leukemia grant. And I was like, wait a minute, that paperwork only got filled out less than 12 hours ago. And they're like, well, she's already been approved and there's no bills for her whole entire first year of treatment.
Wow.
Thank you, Grandpa. That was a big surprise.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's divine intervention right there.
That is divine intervention. And positive surprises are in our lives. And I think the more you embrace it and you open up your heart to want to have and accept like a big surprise, I think it will come to you.
I totally agree.
Looking forward to a winter full of amazing surprises. And we're going to have a surprise guest one of these days.
Yeah. Surprise to all of us.
Yes.
Or you can have like a comedian in the family that, you know, surprises you, like Abby all the time. She'll just randomly be underneath my bed when I go to get in it and go to bed and it's boom. And that's a surprise. That's so I mean,
come on, I'd be laid out.
And then she videos it, you know, like I can't tell you how many surprises I've had over here that are like hysterical surprises, but you know, could end up killing you.
Yeah, my kids have done that to me where they'll come out of some closet and I'm like, I literally am going to have a heart attack or punch them in the face.
Exactly.
The joke surprise that's also humorous. Mm-hmm. I mean, surprise is a big word.
It's a great word. It's a great word. All right. Well, we love surprises, Darian. And to wrap up your story with your friend, like, are you guys going to keep in touch? Like what's the next steps with the follow-up on your surprise?
With Michelle, well, we sat there, we had a beer, we caught up. we reminisced about like old times on the Pro Mogul Tour and the Budweiser Pro Mogul Tour. And we talked about other people. So he's been, any town he goes to, he like reaches out to see who is there. And he happened to go online on Instagram that morning. He's like, oh my gosh, Darian is in Sugarbush. So what it did is it made me now reach out to a couple more people that I know from back in the day with the tour. He's been sending photos.
Right there.
Yeah, you know, it's
reconnect with somebody. Surprise them with a phone call, an email, a text. That's our challenge. Let's tip it out.
It's following through. Like I followed through and I went down and I like embraced the surprise. Like, who's it going to be? What's it going to be? And you guys were part of the whole thing from start to finish. So it was like you were right there with me. And then when I saw him, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, it was someone who you would never even think about. And now it's just like, it lit up my brain of who else can I reach out to? Cause I'm good about like reaching out to some old friends, but now it's really diving deep and it's exciting. And now when we go to Quebec or go to Tremblant skiing, we're going to reach out to them. And it's just, it's fun. And people around us loved it, which was, they're like, no way. He really did that. You did that. And then it was as quick as it came, he was gone. So we're looking forward to many more surprises, and the 3 G's, we're full of surprises every week. So I can't wait till next week's surprise.
Pay it forward, create the energy you wish to receive. Thank you so much for tuning in to Girls Gone Gritty. We can't wait to see you next week. Please make sure to share us, tag us, like us on Instagram. We're excited to continue to bring fun content. Next week's will be another surprise session. So we look forward to seeing you. Peace out.
He's out.
Gritty.
I'm going to go surprise somebody I lost contact with. Bye.
Bye. Yes. Do it.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Girls Gone Gritty. You can check us out on Instagram and Facebook.
If this episode hits home, share it with someone who needs to get gritty.
The 3 G's. We'll see you next week.
Peace out.